أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. Last week we discussed up to إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, and today we'll discuss the last part of the surah in which that hadith that we discussed on the first day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam narrated from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this portion of the surah is for my banda, for my servant, and for my servant is whatever he asked for. The question is, what are we asking for from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? At the very beginning of this, we are saying, Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. We all know the translation, O Allah, guide us on the straight path. Here the word hidayat, from where ihdina has been derived, is of relevance and importance to us in our entire lives. On the one hand, one question may arise, as Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in his Ma'riful Quran has raised this issue, that our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam also recited this ayah, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. He also asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hidayat on the straight path. And our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was the fountainhead of hidayat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent him, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent all the anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam for hidayat. So the question is, that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself was the fountainhead of hidayat, he himself came down for hidayat, then why would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam even make this dua, and why did Allah compel him also to make this dua, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim? If we take it one step further, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam at other times also, he made dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda, O Allah, I ask you for hidayat. So like that, Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam also asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for hidayat, and like that, the pious also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hidayat. Those like us who are not pious, we also ask Allah ta'ala for hidayat. Muslims ask Allah for hidayat. Even non-Muslims ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for guidance. So from here, the ulama have explained that hidayat is not just of one level and one stage, but hidayat of different categories, different levels. Now when we look at it very, very broadly, we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about every one of the makhluk of Allah. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّهُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. Every one of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is engaged in some form of tasbih, some form of ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So obviously they have also gained some kind of hidayat from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And that is a very broad hidayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to every one of the makhluk of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then secondly, when we come more specifically to insan, to jinnat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam for the guidance of man. And then thereafter, hidayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself puts into the heart of a person, which we will also call tawfiq. And what is tawfiq? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates the atmosphere. Allah ta'ala makes the condition conducive for us to carry out a deed. We've come for salat, for example. So when we came to the masjid, some of us came into the masjid and we read 2 rakats or 4 rakats before the farz. That was the tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made it conducive. Allah gave us the spiritual energy also. Allah gave us the physical energy, and that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that hidayat is a continuous hidayat. In other words, there are very many levels of that hidayat. It is continuous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various ayats of the Quran Kareem makes reference to that kind of hidayat. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. That person that makes or strives in our path, then لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. We certainly grant them hidayat on our paths. In other words, the more we strive, the more Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants us tawfiq, the more Allah gives us hidayat to continue to struggle and continue this effort. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us through this process. Now very, very briefly, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib rahimahumullah from various ayats of the Quran Kareem has deduced some of the stages of hidayat. I won't go through all of them, just one or two for us to understand. Sometime in the past before Ramadan, in the Jum'ahs, we discussed this in over two Jum'ahs, but very briefly we'll just go through it once again. One is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَابُ. Who are those people and what is the very beginning of hidayat? That person that makes inabat towards Allah. Inabat means that person that turns excessively towards Allah with tawbah, with repentance. We continuously ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. We make istighfar, we make tawbah, because we feel that we can never fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We read namaz, where is our namaz, where was the namaz of the awliya, where is our namaz and the namaz of sahaba ikiram. So we do not feel fulfilled in that we were able to fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after our salat we say astaghfirullah, 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 sunnat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself used to feel like this. So that is the first step now towards hidayat, coming down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more we make tawbah, the more we make istighfar, the more we seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more and more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us this hidayat. And then Hazrat Mufti Sahib rahmatullah alayhi speaks about just another one that we'll discuss. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, May yuridillahu bihi ay yahdiyahu yashrah sadrahu lil Islam. That person for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires. Now in actual fact, we are so fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the irada of our hidayat. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us the murad, the intended of Allah. And that is a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah Rabbul Izzat expands the bosom of that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expands the chest of that person. What is the expansion of the bosom? What is the expansion of the chest? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself explains in the Quran Kareem, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّي. It is a kind of noor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in our hearts. Among Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, what is the sign? What is this noor? And how would we know that we've got this noor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had shown us three signs. The first sign, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that we will make inabat. We will turn towards the everlasting hereafter. So that is one sign of hidayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll be inclined towards the hereafter. We'll live in this dunya, we'll earn in this dunya, we'll do everything in this dunya. But the heart begins to move and shift towards akhirat. And that is a very, very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah alayh, who was the sheikh of Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayh, he once wrote to his sheikh Hazrat Tanvi rahmatullah alayh, and the murid always is informing the sheikh of his condition. So he said to his sheikh, Hazrat, this is something unique that I'm experiencing. I'm walking in this world. I'm walking on this earth. I know I'm walking on this earth, but I feel like I'm walking on the ground of akhirat. In other words, that came so much into his heart, so much into his mind about akhirat, 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 that now, and that is that hidayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is that noor from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Secondly, a disinclination towards this world. In other words, our hearts move away from this world. Everything happens here. Everything will happen here, but now that heart is swayed, is like a magnet that is swaying the heart towards akhirat. And the last, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that a person prepares for maut before the signs of maut comes upon that person. Before illness comes, before sicknesses come, before weaknesses come. Some ulama say before grey hair and white hair comes, before all that, a person starts preparing for maut, because now he knows he has to leave this world. So there's no sudden death for that person, because it was a preparation all the time that he made for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is very, very briefly and basically some of the stages of hidayat. Imam Raghib Isfahani rahmatullah alayhi, he says that the final stage of hidayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon anyone, and Allah granted to us also the ayat of Surah Araf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes a person as he's entering Jannah, and he says, Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana lihada wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. He is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's saying to Allah Rabbul Izzat, all praise be to that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who guided us on this path. That is the last guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is as though Allah takes our feet and Allah ta'ala puts us into Jannat. And that is from Allah. And if Allah didn't guide us, then we would have never been guided on this path of Jannat. So here, when we're speaking about hidayat, we continuously ask Allah. In our namaz, every rakat we are going to ask. Behind the imam is asking for us. Whatever it is, but even after the namaz, wherever and however, we should be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hidayat all the time. And here specifically, we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sirat al-mustaqim. Guidance on the sirat al-mustaqim. Now in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam explains the sirat al-mustaqim by giving us an example that is very, very realistic, an example that is very eloquent, and an example by which we will all understand. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the word sirat means a road, a path. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, it is like a path, it is like a road. And on the both sides of the road, of that road, there is two walls. One on the left hand side, one on the left, right hand side. And then in between, or in those walls, there are doors. And upon those doors, the openings of the doors, the entrance of those doors, are curtains that are placed. And then over and above that, there is a caller that is calling out that this is the tariq, this is the road that you should go on. And there is another caller that is coaxing us and is telling us to keep on this here. Do not go, turn onto those doors. Do not go into those doors, but carry on this path. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam explains that that is the sirat-i-mustaqim. That wall is the limitations of Allah. That wall is the hududullah, is the limitations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those doors that are open are the maharim. In other words, all that is haram. That wall is telling us that we shouldn't go beyond that. And this is the Quran telling us time and time again, tilka hududullah, tilka hududullah. These are the hudud and these are the limitations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you go beyond, if you take open that curtain, then the door is open, then you're gonna plunge into haram, into the maharim, in all those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram. Who is that caller that is telling us to stay on this path? One is the Kitabullah, the Quran Kareem. And the other is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed upon each one of us angels, which is known as mulhim. And that angel always inspires us to do good and to remain on the sirat-i-mustaqim. So that is a realistic example that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given us about the sirat-i-mustaqim. Otherwise, the commentators have explained that the sirat-i-mustaqim is a path between laxity and creating excess in our deen. One is to be lax in our deen, and one is to overemphasize and to over-exaggerate, and inshallah, that part of it we will speak about later. But all of us understand al-mustaqim, the straight path. We know that the quickest road between two points is the straight path. Point A and point B, from here to get here, we have to go through a straight road, that is the quickest. If a person goes around, that is going to take a very, very long time. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us this dua. Allah wants us to make this dua, that we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the straight path that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has shown us. And this is the whole Quran Kareem, this is the whole lifestyle of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When we discuss Yasin also, we discuss this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that Yasin wal Quran al-Hakim, innaka lamina al-mursaleen ala sirati mustaqim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us, and Allah, and we are emphasizing this to ourselves every day, that the path of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the straight path. That path of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are guiding to the straight path. And what is the straight path? Siratullah. It is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is one and the same path. The path of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So there is just so much that we are asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are asking for hidayat, one stage to the other, the next stage to the next stage. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sirati mustaqim, the path of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But over and above that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us who were on the straight path. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim, the path of those whom you have favored, the path whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored. One important part of our tafsir of the Quran Kareem is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has sometimes made tafsir of one ayat of the Quran via another ayah. All this time we saw the tafsir was made via the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we ask ourselves the question, who are those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had favored? Allah ta'ala had favored certain people, and that is the path we are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So when we go to Surah An-Nisa, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Alladhina an'ama Allahu alayhim minan nabiyyin was-siddiqin was-shuhada was-salihin. There are four groups of people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had favored. One is the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, minan nabiyyin. Second is Siddiqeen, the truthful servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third is Salihin, Shuhada and Salihin. Four groups of people we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah, we want to trod on the path of these four kinds of people. Now the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, we all know that they were the recipients of the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, minan nabiyyin. Who were the Siddiqeen? Shortcut translation, shortcut definition. The Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam were those people upon whom the wahi of Allah had come down. The Siddiqeen had accepted the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any question whatsoever. Look at the case of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. He didn't question the nubuwat of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. He didn't question about the wahi. He accepted it. So the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, the wahi came upon them. The Siddiqeen, they accepted it. The Shuhada, those who gave their lives for the wahi. And the Salihin, those who practice upon the wahi. Simple illustration the ulama have given, that these are the four people we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this is the path that we want. In other words, our whole life has to do with the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wherever we are, whatever we are doing, we are asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this four kinds of people that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed in the path, in the past, and those are the people that we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are the people we want to follow. Also, the commentators have made a very interesting note here, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not say that the sirat is the Quran Kareem, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He guided us to the people whom He favored, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directed us to persons, to Rijalullah, the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even now also, we have to hold the hand of some of these persons, these people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for us to trod on the sirat mustaqim. And then the sirat mustaqim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further gives us, shows us, that now we need to eliminate. These are the groups of people whom we are going to follow. These are the groups of people whom we want to follow. Now there are certain groups of people whom we don't want to follow, and that is two groups. One of the two groups, ghairil maghdubi alayhim, those people who have earned your wrath, not the path of those people who have earned your wrath. In other words, those who have earned the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have done such things in their lives by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had become angry. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger remained upon them. Now who are those people? So the ulama explain that that is the Yahud. That the Yahud Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously sent upon them Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. But what they did, they didn't accept the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. If they accepted the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, they did not accept the message of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Or otherwise, they had assassinated the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Or otherwise, they assassinated the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who try to guide them all the time. Now, this is that laxity we speak insofar as deen is concerned. And that is to deny the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They denied the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. They were never willing to fulfill the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whenever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them a command, they questioned the command of Allah. And then they try to find loopholes in the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, they were very comfortable in taking what they wanted from the kitabs of Allah, selective deen that they had. They took what they wanted and they denied the balance and they rejected the balance. They created hardship for the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. And in this way, they earned the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the one group that we have asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, we do not want to be on the path of the Yahud, the path of those people who have earned your wrath. The second group of people, waladdallin. Dallin, those who are gone astray. In other words, those people who created excess in the deen. They excessively overemphasized, they exaggerated certain aspects of the deen. And the result was that they also swayed away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they were led astray. And who are those people? Those people are the Nasara. Now what the Nasara did, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam to them. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam to them, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded them to respect him, to honor him, to love Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, like how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded us to respect our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and to respect and honor all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, to follow the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to love the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent down to us. But what these people did, they overemphasized this. They overshowed the love beyond the limitations. They exaggerated it, they overemphasized it, and they took Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam from the status of being a Nabi of Allah, they took him to the status of being a deity, a God himself, or a part of Allah, or the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what was the result? They also swayed away from the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now this is that sirat mustaqim. That on the one hand, we don't want to be like the Yahud, that they were lax in their deen and they did not want to fulfill the ahkam of Allah. They found loopholes in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They questioned the law of Allah. We also do not want to be like them. And on the other hand, we don't want to be like the Nasara, that they began to overemphasize the status of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, and they took him from being a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they raised him to the ranks and they wanted to believe, and they believe in actual fact that he is part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he is the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they worship him, etc. And now this is what the Sirat-i-Mustaqim is all about, that we will remain on that path, the path which our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had showed us, insofar as our aqidah is concerned, our belief is concerned, our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our belief in all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, our belief in all the kitabs, in the malaika, our belief in so far as akhirat is concerned. They believe in akhirat is also a concorded thing. The Yahud also, they believe that they were the sons of Allah, they were the beloved of Allah, and the result is that they feel that there is absolutely nothing that's going to happen to them. On the other side, the Nasara believe that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam died for the sins, and all these type of beliefs, we want to remove all that, and we will believe the way our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam believed. So when we speak of the Sirat-e-Mustaqim, we are speaking about several aspects. One aspect of Sirat-e-Mustaqim is our Aqidah, our belief system. The other aspect of Sirat-e-Mustaqim is insofar as our A'mal are concerned, our actions are concerned. The other aspect of Sirat-e-Mustaqim insofar as our Akhlaq is concerned, and that is our character, the way our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has shown us. So here in the last part of the surah, when we are saying Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, we need to really understand the fact that Hidayat came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we've got Iman. Hidayat came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we are standing in our salat, because of the tawfiq from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But let us not stay and remain stagnated. There's no stagnation in our Iman. Iman, the quality is either going to increase, and if it does not increase, the quality is going to get weakened, it's going to get poor, it's going to decrease. So let us try all the time to aspire from the tawbah, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to that inclination towards the hereafter, disincline ourselves from this material world. Let us try and prepare for maut before the signs of maut come upon us. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us, the message that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving us when we are asking for hidayat. Sirat-e-Mustaqim, that is the absolute straight path, the path of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the Siddiqeen, Shuhada, Salihin. We are asking Allah an exclusion, that we don't want to be like those maghdub alayhim, those who earn the wrath of Allah, those who are dalin, those who have swayed away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a very beautiful dua that we make every day in our surah al-Fatiha. And the end of it, one hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that when we are performing our salat behind the imam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, when the imam says waladdallin, then say ameen. Ameen means Allahumma istajib lana, O Allah, accept from us. And that is the important aspect. That person whose Ameen coincides with the Malaika's Ameen. And from there it becomes very clear that when the Imam says Waladdallin, then the Malaika are also saying Ameen. And if our Ameen coincides with their Ameen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's maghfirat and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. Allah ta'ala says, قَالَ قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaking to Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, that these two Nabis, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was making dua, Hazrat Harun was saying Ameen. But when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes reference, Allah says, Allah accepted the dua of both of you. So that is why it is important. We are going to say Ameen softly. The Hanafis, the Shawafis, the other Madahib will say it loudly. But sometimes in our softness also we forget about it. We saying it in our mind, in our brain. Verbalize it, say it with our tongues, Ameen. It is important that if that is done, then inshallah the dua is accepted from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So very briefly, this was the synopsis of the surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the hidayat to understand this simple surah of the Qur'an Kareem. And inshallah in doing so, it will enhance the quality of our salat also. And it will bring us closer and closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. At the very beginning of Fazail-e Salat, Virtues of Salat, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has given some prescriptions of that person who can enhance the quality of his salat, from Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh. And one important aspect of it is that understand what we are reading when we are performing our salat. If we understand what we are reading, inshallah, it will make a very great difference in our salat, because obviously we are now communicating with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept it. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.